goal.
I'm told that the use of this treaty for God. And Yusuf follow. Yusuf, try to take in your hearts. You don't. Son.
इधर मन लगाओ तो इधर इधर
इधर मैं मन नहीं लगाएगा इधर स्टूडेंट ही बिकम स्टूडेंट देयर एंड इन गुरुकुल ही वाज फ्रेंड चैंटिंग लेन अप टू 1 lakh हाउ टू वर्शिप डिटीज how to
meditate
reading Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita daily and developing Krishna consciousness. After 10 years he became perfect in all these things and he wanted to return his home. He could not be mystic brahmachari. He returned and he told that I will be mystic brahmachari, not living in villages, otherwise I will live in very loneliness anywhere forest. So he returned to home, but he did not went to his family. He made a hut in a very nearer place to village, but out of village, and made a hut there and began to do whatever he has studied and learned in Gurukul. Why you make your minds here and there? Not, don't do that. Only here. And after that you want to write or do anything. You cannot be like that. Then he made a hut. But in rainy season, some water. So he wanted to make it more good. He began to some repairs. Sometimes in rainy day, some muddy, the place become muddy. So he wanted to also repair. He used to daily read Gita, at least 1 chapter, and do 1 lakh Harinam, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. In midday he used to go to villages and bring some Madhukari chapati. There was a river near, he used to take bath and water for drink. No cooking, nothing. So he has enough time to do all these things. If you will come and disturb, then I will take and throw out. Don't disturb me and you. Then I'm giving my precious time. Then he began. But now repairing the home and making
repairing the ground also.
Grounds and everything. Now his time for devoting, reading Gita and all other things and practicing bhakti yoga, chanting them, was reduced. One day he saw that He has kept Bhagavat and Gita there, Gita especially. And the rat come and he... He saw and become very hopeless that, oh, Gita was like my heart and soul, and it has been taken, cut by that rat. So I should manage for this. And he went to a village, and anyhow he managed to have a cat. So he brought in his house and began to give some
milk
or anything, bread and so many things. And the cat was so accustomed that he wants always pure milk, milk, milk. So he becomes so disturbed. Anyhow, he has some friends in village. They told that you should not be worried about this. We will give a very good cow, giving milk 10 kilos every day. So you can take. He becomes so happy. Oh my, this problem is solved for milk for cat. Milk for cat. And thus he brought, oh, I will have to make some arrangement to keep these cows. And he has to build a new hut for
cow.
That should be grazing land. Oh, certainly, grazing land. And thus, when after 1 year the milk was ended, then how to he stop to give milk? Now how to bring new milk? Oh, he took his cows and went to bowl, and again new baby came. And gradually it was very big problem. Then he thought what to do. In the meantime, a friend came and told us, don't worry for this. I have my daughter, very beautiful and very smart. You can keep my daughter as a wife, and she will manage everything, and you will read Gita only. And chanting Harinama. So a big problem will be solved, and she can serve the cows and anything. And if she will come, then the problem of your taking bread and everything will be totally solved. You will have not to go to Madhupuri. And that my daughter will manage everything, and then we will be. No problem at all. She can wash your houses, she can manage everything. And you will only chant Hare Krishna. And you can read two chapters of Gita instead of one. And you will have enough time to read Bhagavatam and to remember. You will be only one Yorosh. Oh, you are. Suggesting me, very good. Then he told that, yes, you can give your daughter and marries. He married. Then for 1 year he was okay. But when her wife was pregnant, and at once two childs, one daughter and
one son.
They took birth. And then she could not cook for 2-3 months, neither control anything, to see cows, to plow, to anything. Now two bulls are there, and they plow here and there. Now two children came, and after that two more. So, first he has 2 legs, now he, after that he,
four legs,
and now he has 8 and 12 plates
now, and he had no time at all to sew Gita. So he
wrapped Gita
and keep it in Almira. Lock. Sometimes doing chanting 4 rounds, 5 rounds, sometimes nothing. And he get this Malika on a
fasting.
And that Mala was doing fasting some days, sometimes half fast, sometimes
full fast.
And he was now engaged in plowing, taking care of cows, of his hut, and so many things now. He has some 5 acres of land now, and to very beautiful garden to look after. Now he totally left everything. In the meantime, his Gurudev came one day. He saw that, oh, he has a very big sansar.
Network.
Sansar means?
Household.
Oh, everything is here. So many cows. Now, about 10 to 12 cows, so many calves, so many bulls, so many utensils, big, very good house, rooms, equipped with so many things. And there are also ladies, children, and all. Oh, come on, come on, where is your Gita that I gave you to read and to practice? Oh, Gurudev, 10 years. Before I kept it, wrapped it and have kept it and Vira with law. And where is your chanting beasts? Gurudev, it is there. And do you
remember anything?
Remembering Krishna pastimes? Gurudev, I remember always this, my children, my wife and all other things. Oh, Gurudev. Oh, this is my Gita Sansar. I'm doing not against Shastra. I'm only managing this Gita Sansar. It comes from Gita, everything. From Gita, rats, from cats, and from
cows,
buffalo, everything.
Wife,
children, manage, and everything. Oh, Krishna is so
merciful
that he has given so. So I am engaged, because all are children of Krishna, and everything is like Krishna, so I am always maintaining all these things. Gurudev, what to do? I have no time to do all these things. Gurudev told, I have never told you to be like that, that a Gita Sansar should be like this. But Gurudev, it is too late now. Too late. Try to take it in your heart and always remember. We have come for a few days here, not for
permanent.
Eternally, permanently. We should not do any permanent
management.
Arrangements.
No? Swamiji Maharaj, in his time, he did some management, like in New Mayapur, in
Saranagati,
in Canada, here also, everywhere, in Australia, everywhere. But he did for to make advancement of the persons. We are needed this. But gradually you will have to
progress
and
reducing
all your mountains and go on this. Otherwise one day you will have to be very worried because you are lifting all these things living all these things, and where to go you cannot decide, then what to do in your old days when you are dying on the deathbed. So sometimes we should remember and we should try to follow our Vaishnava guru and devotee. Hare Krishna.
World
of Janita Lila Pradishtha
World
Mahansa Parivaya Vichara Sutra Sata Sisima
Avacharan No, no, no. Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Gaur Praman. You are lucky, so much lucky. There are so many devotees, they had their gurus, but unluckily they felt fallen down. But your guru will never fall down. No? Never, never. So you are so lucky. I am also lucky to be with you like God brothers. Who is elder, your elder brother or myself?
My Guru Dev.
I always behave you all.
You
my God brothers and sisters. And I want to help them. So today, we will observe his birthday. Means, Diksha Day. This is real birth.
Of him.
So, first we are, you should get flowers in the devotee's hands. Bhenga. Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Rash Vihari, all Nishingadev, Hanuman, also all the devotees, that they should sprinkle their mercies on Ramesh Prabhu, that he can be the servant of Ramesh. Ramesh is Rama, Isha, Rama, Srimati, Radhika, is Krishna. So we should pray. You should fold your hands. Koto?
99.
Swastino
Swastino
Govindaha
Govindaha
Swastino
Swastino
Achyutanantau
Achyutanantau
Swastino
Swastino
Vasudevo
Vasudevo
Vishnur Dadhatu
Vishnur Dadhatu
Swastino
Swastino
Narayano
Narayano
Narovai
Narovai
Swastinah
Swastinah
Padmanabha
Padmanabha
Purushottamo
Purushottamo
Dudhatu
Dudhatu
Swastino
Swastino
Vishwakrsheno
Vishwakrsheno
Vishveshwarah
Vishveshwarah
Swastino
Swastino
Rishikesho
Rishikesho
Harirdadhatu
Harirdadhatu
Swastino
Swastino
Vayanateyo
Vayanateyo
Hari,
Hari,
Swastino,
Swastino,
Anjana
Suto,
Anjana
Suto,
Anur Bhagavato,
Anur Bhagavato,
Dadhatu,
Dadhatu,
Swasti,
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 Sumangalai Keso,
Sumangalai Keso,
Mahan,
Mahan,
Sri Krishna,
Sri Krishna,
Sachidananda Ghana,
Sachidananda Ghana,
Sarveshwareshwaro,
Sarveshwareshwaro,
Dadhatu,
Dadhatu,
Mangalam, Bhavatu
Mangalam Bhavatu
Mangalam Bhavatu
Mangalam Bhavatu
Mangalam Bhavatu
Mangalam Bhavatu
Krishna Bhakti Bhavatu
Krishna Bhakti Bhavatu
Radha Dasyam Bhavatu
Radha Dasyam Bhavatu
Radha Radha Dasyam Bhavatu. You can fold your hands all, you should also. Karotu Swasti Me.
Karotu Swasti Me.
Krishna Sarva Lokeshwareshwara.
Krishna Sarva Lokeshwareshwara.
Kashna Dayascha.
Kashna Dayascha.
Kurubantu.
Kurubantu.
Swasti Me.
Swasti Me.
Lokapamanaha.
Lokapamanaha.
O Krishna, you are God of God of God, Sarveshwareshwar. So you should sprinkle your mercy to Ramesh Prabhu. Krishna,
Krishna,
Karotu Kalyanam,
Karotu Kalyanam,
Kansa Kunjara Kesari,
Kansa Kunjara Kesari,
Kalindi Jala,
Kalindi Jala,
Kullahala,
Kullahala,
Kutuhala,
Kutuhala.
Oh Krishna, you are like Nrisimhadev. So please sprinkle your mercy that lakhs and lakhs Hiranyakashipu will go away, fly away from you. They will never give any kinds of problem. And always he should sprinkle his mercy to you. How? Kalindi jala kallula kolahala kutuhalaha. Where Krishna, in Kalindi river, where Jamuna stream is there, always flowing so sweet, with sweet words, all kal.
Amorous pastimes.
And there is so much kolahal there.
Sounds
are there. How sound?
Sweet sound.
All gopis and Krishna and all gopis are taking bath and doing jalbihar in that. So a very sweet sound is coming there. So one sprinkle. Should come and touch the heart of Ramesh Prabhu.
Madhavo Madhavo Vachi
Smaranti Sadhava Sarve
Sarva Karjesu Madhavam
Lavastesham
Jayastesham
Kutastesham
Parabhava Jesham Indi Varashyamo
Hridayastho Janardanaha Where is gain? If anyone is chanting and remembering, so all kinds of gain in
auspices,
they will come there. So you should chant and remember always without any break. And jayastesham, always jay, always glorious. Never anyone defeat you. Especially your bad mind. Blind mind, that blind mind and wicked mind is ferocious
enemy.
Not anyone. So you should try to conquer by the mercy of Krishna. So anyone cannot defeat him. Defeat means Maya cannot defeat him if you are chanting and remembering Krishna. And where Jesham Indi Varshyamo कस्तूरी तिलकम ललाट पटले बस्तच्चले कौस्तुभम नासाग्रे बरमौक्तिकम करतले वेणुकरे कंकणम सर्वांगे हरिचंदनम सुललितम कंठे च मुक्तावली गोपी स्त्री परिवेष्टितो विजयते गोपाल चूड़ामणि. Understand? Try to understand all these things. So that in the Varshyam will always so take rest here. Thus, this. And now, you should. Just like. अच्छा सा कोई बजाओ ना मुझे. यही सही यही सही करना बस बस ठीक. Go down. The two boys, first, your name?
Uddhava Gita,
son of Prabhu,
Tarun Krishna Prabhu,
and another boy from Costa Rica, what name?
Adidev.
They have been initiated today, and their names have been changed. Now, Uddhava Gita, name is Ujjwal Sakha. Ujjwal Sakha. Uddhava is also a sakha of Krishna. Where is Prabhu?
Right here.
Is he here? Is he here? So you can come here or?
Come.
You are as Uddhava.
Uddhava
Gita. What is Uddhava Gita? In Srimad Bhagavatam, in his last day, he gave some
instruction
to Uddhava. That is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam from 6 to 6, 11th. 11th chapter,
11th
canto, 6 to 29th perhaps. Now all these are called Uddhava Gita, not name of anyone, but any can be known as he was known. But Uddhava, though he was Sakha, and he was sent to Vrindavan, but he could not be a Sakha of Vrindavan. No? He wanted to be a dust of Vrindavan, but he never became. He fly away, he ran away from Vrindavan in Mathura, because he was not so lucky to be a Vrindavan, anything a dust of Vrindavan. So he quickly returned. He wished, but we don't know whether that wish was fulfilled. But we have heard that she became some grasses in Vrindavan, in Uddhava Kund, in Govardhan. Grass. To have the dust of Gopi's feet.